Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 8, 2019. Convention in Chișinău, Moldova. From my Facebook page Michael Leitman, September 8, 2019. We have just completed a huge Kabbalah convention in Chișinău, Moldova. Over 1,200 Russian-speaking students came from different countries. In our union, in rising above our egoism, we discover the upper force, and the attributes of love and bestowal. My thoughts on Twitter, September 8, 2019. Gathering together the fragments of the mosaic of your soul into one whole, you glue them together. Draw closer to them, and attach them to the force of the Creator. The Creator is like glue, the power of correction. It fills the connecting parts together since the circulation of His force is already possible between them, the force of love. Do you want to assemble your soul? You need a force that will glue you to others. This force is unnatural, opposed to your egoistic nature. By attracting it, you assemble your soul and draw the Creator in. You have to engage Him. Thus you come to connect and to need Him. Egoism is the upper force, the only thing we have. We cannot revoke it because then we would be revoking our nature. We do not eradicate egoism, we use it. So that in spite of it and above it, we will create a greater connection than the one that existed prior to Adam's breakage. Don't get angry at your egoism. Don't curse it, try to neutralize, destroy or annul it. Rather, above it, try to create one more layer, like in a sandwich, which egoism will turn into the quality opposite to it, altruism, connection between us. Turn your face to the wall, discover bestowal really exists. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. This describes the state of a person who has worked for many years on his correction, performing all the necessary actions in order to eventually discover that he was doing it all for the sake of his egoism and that he has no possibility to act differently. This realization comes to him after he has accumulated a measure of suffering and disappointments and he continues despite everything. As the saying goes, anything but leave. He then begins to feel that such a thing as bestowal really exists, which is outside of him, outside of his will to receive. If he works with this new desire for bestowal, revealed within him, he feels that unlimited possibilities are hiding in it. Before that, it is impossible to understand what bestowal is, why it is needed, and why it gives unlimited possibilities in comparison to egoistic reception, which is limited, meager, and narrow. It is impossible to receive for my own sake anything more than a faint illumination, a tiny candle. But by developing the desire to bestow through the work on the greatness of the Creator, we reveal this ability up to the size of the Creator. We can then be in unlimited bestowal, and the Creator connects with this desire and reveals Himself in it. For many years a person works and acts, but it turns out that all this is inside egoism. One's frustration and confusion accumulate until a person suddenly reveals in subsequent blows what it means to exit oneself and become a bestower. One feels that there is nothing but constant annulment and subjugation. You just have to bow your head, accept whatever happens, and nothing else is required. This cannot be done in advance. But when an illumination comes in response to a person's efforts, one reaches the degree of Hezekiah. Finally, he turns his face to the wall, knowing how to pray, ask, annul himself before the Shekhinah. He sees that the group, the society, the wall, and the Shekhinah are all the same. This is a transition from the will to receive in which we exist by nature, to the recognition that subjugation and annulment are what's most important. To turn to the wall means to leave no partition between the Shekhinah and one's heart, no shell around the heart. To pray, turning to the wall, is to open one's heart to the Shekhinah, the force of bestowal. Both the person and the Creator act with the force of bestowal, And they both want to remove all the partitions between them. By peeling the shell from the heart, that is, removing the egoistic intention from all desires, we reveal the desire to bestow. Everything already exists, both the creator and the person's heart, and one only needs to remove the armor, the shell from around it. This is what we need to pray for. The transition is that initially I was entirely in egoism, but did not realize it. I then discovered that I acted only for my own pleasure. But I wanted to be in bestowal, to remove the egoistic armor. It is like a boiled egg from which the shell is already easily peeled. If a person has matured, he begins to peel off his shell and feels more and more that he needs help. Help comes in response to prayer, and the prayer cannot be for myself, but only for the ten, for the whole world. The Shehinah is in the dust and we pray to raise it from the dust, to raise its importance in our eyes. Otherwise, we will not have the opportunity to bestow to it because we do only what we consider as important. So we ask that the Shehinah, that is, the force of bestowal, be important to us, and then we will be able to bestow. If bestowal is important to me, I will engage with it, and if it is unimportant, I will forget about it. Therefore, we ask the Upper One to give us the feeling of the importance of bestowal so that we can do the work. Without such importance, nothing will happen, we will be unable to do anything. Of course, any fool can work for the sake of something important. However, it is necessary to be very wise in order to do such a stupid thing and to ask for the importance of the quality of bestowal. This is what we are fighting for, to make bestowal important in order to be able to bestow. It is impossible to explain to the will to receive why this is necessary, only the point in the heart can understand this. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 10, 2019, and Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. The largest portal breaking Israel News published my new article A Trendy Anti-Semitic Fad. If the use of Nazi symbolism in fashion was manifested in isolated cases, there would be only slight cause for concern. But when this trend is backed or glossed over by giants such as Amazon, the biggest online sales platform in the world, we cannot remain indifferent. From home decor to clothing and accessories, the popular website is infested with products depicting Holocaust victims heading to the gas chambers and images glorifying the Third Reich. This trend comes to shake us up to the realization of the urgency and pertinence of uniting our forces. By becoming one unified people, will we be able to not only to avoid trivializing the atrocities of the past, but also to prevent history from repeating itself. All kinds of merchandise with pictures of concentration camp victims and images exalting Hitler are now easily found in online stores. There is already a fashion trend called Nazi chic gaining popularity throughout the world. International fashion companies have caused uproar in recent times for using anti-Semitic imagery and hate symbols in their designs, such as striped garments including yellow stars resembling the clothing Jews were forced to wear during the Holocaust, and swastikas, minimizing the Holocaust as a tragedy. Once taboo, the glorification of anti-Semitic manifestations and Nazi symbols is becoming increasingly acceptable in fashion, art, music, sports, festivals, and even amusement park attractions, such as a swastika-shaped ride recently closed in Germany where the public display of Nazi propaganda and memorabilia is illegal. Just this past year, however, this ban was lifted for computer games. Amazon recently confirmed that it will launch operations in Israel in the coming weeks, including a Hebrew website for local customers and retailers. This comes during the time frame when the Auschwitz Museum has condemned online advertisement and sales of products featuring starving Jews from the Holocaust and Nazi symbolism being promoted as an ideal gift. The Jewish Memorial demanded a more strict verification system for retailers as sometimes things go beyond just bad taste and become disrespectful, especially when images of victims are there. Online shoppers have also been shocked by the offensive merchandise, and some e-commerce companies, including Amazon, have agreed to pull some specific items from their websites in certain locations while others remain available online in different countries. The trend to trivialize the darkest chapter in Jewish history is worrisome because, as we can see, it is now found in basically every human field. Moreover, polls conducted in Europe show that the memory of the Holocaust is starting to fade. In America, one of three people queried on the subject do not believe that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. What about making connection fashionable? Today's growing hatred toward Jews and people's indifference to historical Jewish suffering reminds us of our task. This grotesque trend is an opportunity for us to reflect on the reason for anti-Semitism and to remember that we have a method of connection to prevent the atrocities from recurring. Over many centuries, our ancestors fought to maintain their unity above their growing selfishness. But 2,000 years ago, Jews succumbed to unfounded hatred and were exiled from their land. Since then, we have lost the ability to be a light unto nations because we have lost our unity. The moment we lost our unity was the moment when anti-Semitism as we know it began. Only when we rekindle the brotherly love we cultivated centuries ago and share the method for achieving this with everyone, will the world will stop hating and blaming us for all its troubles. How is this possible? It is possible because, whether we like it or not, Jewish unity determines the state of the world and its fate. Through our connection, we stream a positive, uniting force into the world, a force the world desperately needs. Conversely, our separation denies humanity this power and evokes within it hatred toward Jews. This is the cause of the nation's aggression toward us and why they perceive us as the source of all evil. In his essay, The Arvut, Mutual Guarantee, Rav Yehuda Ashlag writes about the important role of the Jewish people. The Israeli nation was established as a conduit to the extent that they purify themselves from egoism. They pass on their power to the rest of the nations. Now is our time to become a light unto the nations through our example, to make unity, peace and calm the only trendy fashion in the world. We cannot allow atrocities to happen again when we have a method of prevention through our connection. It is indispensable to stick to this goal of brotherly love among all Jews above all obstacles because our lives depend on it and because the well-being of the world requires it of us. Evolution of Desires, Part 13. To the level of absolute interaction. Question: a person consists of intention, desires, feelings, emotions, reason, and thoughts. There are two kinds of intentions, for oneself or for others? Is there only one desire, to enjoy? Answer: yes. Nothing else. This is a quality of nature. That is, receiving fulfillment or avoiding suffering is basically one and the same. Feelings and emotions are manifested in desire, the magnitude of its filling. The mind lets us accurately realize what we want. Question: before I thought that the mind is separate, as it were, or vice versa, that desires serve the mind? Answer: the mind on inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels can serve instinctive desires. When a person develops oneself, then the mind begins to serve one's human desires. In fact, we need reason in order to circumvent inanimate, vegetative, animal, and even human desires, and begin to rise to the level of absolute interaction, higher than our nature. This is the so-called faith above reason, when we seek connection with each other in spite of all other desires and intentions. Question: is our goal to correct the natural egoistic perception of the world, egoistic desires, toward the neighbor? Answer: not even a neighbor, but a union, love your neighbor as yourself. That is, I must love myself and my neighbor as well. This means absolute unification in order to create a common system. Therefore, I want to be its integral part. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 19th of July 2019.